With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A Montana legislative committee says American Indian tribes should be allowed to hunt bison inside of Yellowstone National Park. Supporters say such hunts would better control herds of the animals that migrate into Montana during winter. The Environmental Quality Council issued a letter today to Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wink asking him to honor hunting requests from tribes. Democrats on the council objected, saying no tribes have asked to hunt inside the park. Several tribes with long-standing treaty rights hold annual bison hunts just outside Yellowstone's boundary. Many Yellowstone bison carry brucellosis, a disease that can be harmful to livestock. However, no bison-to-cattle transmissions of the disease have been recorded. Yellowstone rejected prior requests from former Governor Brian Schweitzer to allow public hunting inside the park. Bozeman's mayor suggests Montana State University should not continue increasing its enrollment without also adding housing. Mayor Carson Taylor made his remarks at a public forum this week. Montana State's enrollment grew by more than 2,100 students between 2010 and 2015. The university has added nearly 500 beds of student housing in the last 3 years and made some renovations to accommodate more students. Taylor says the increased demand for off-campus student housing is driving up monthly rents, and private development tends to lag behind enrollment growth. An MSU spokesman says the university's open-door admissions policy is a key part of its mission, and an enrollment cap would limit access to public education. Taylor says the city, county, school district, and university need to work together on the issue. A missing and endangered person advisory has been issued for a 27-year-old Donalyn Russell, who was reportedly taken at gunpoint near Billings. Officials say the suspect is 26-year-old Derek Bigman and that they may be traveling towards Lame Deer in a silver Chevy Impala. Governor Steve Bullock says he's making a special effort to reach out to Montana's veterans to encourage them to look into Medicaid health coverage. In Great Falls today, leaders of healthcare, veterans, and civic groups joined him in doing so. Eric Whitney was there.
Joe Parsetich is a longtime veterans advocate in Great Falls.
For veterans trying to get health care in Montana, to say that it's a difficult or an arduous task would be an understatement.
Not all veterans are eligible for VA health care, and even if they are, it can be hard to get. So Parsetich is 100% behind the Bullock administration's push to let veterans know that under Montana's newly expanded Medicaid program, they may now be able to get health coverage they couldn't get before. In fact, veterans, or anyone else meeting the Medicaid income thresholds, have been able to sign up for expanded Medicaid since January. Parsetich says he doesn't think a lot of veterans organizations know that.
Probably one of the best kept secrets. You know, I just heard about it for the first time as far as just a few days ago.
Bullock administration officials say there are an estimated 9,000 uninsured veterans in Montana. If they have incomes below $16,000 a year, or $33,000 for a family of four, they, like all other Montanans, probably qualify for Medicaid health coverage.
There's, unfortunately, a higher number of low-income veterans than people realize, and I think this is going to open up the floodgates for them, and I think it's great.
Governor Bullock said that state health department staff will be attending homeless veteran outreach events in the fall to get more of them signed up for Medicaid under the Montana HELP Act. In Great Falls, I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Washington delegation announced today the Whitefish Lake Watershed Project will receive $2 million in federal funding. The project proposes a 1,500-acre conservation easement on private land northwest of the lake to protect wildlife habitat, provide public access for hunting and recreation, ensure future timber production, and protect the city's water supply. Earlier this year, the project had an estimated price tag of $40 million. The $2 million in funding announced today comes from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It finalizes a portion of the conservation easement on Weyerhaeuser Company property. A new report by University of Montana economists examines the impact of grizzly athletics on Missoula's economy. The study by the Bureau of Business and Economic Research says that between 2013 and 2015, UM athletics brought nearly $23 million a year into the university. Bureau senior economist Kyle Morrill.
We get about almost 1,400 jobs here in the local economy because of athletics. About $121 million of gross sales by Missoula businesses attributable to athletics.
The Bureau says 170,000 people attended Grizz football games last year, with over half of them coming from outside Missoula County. Those visiting groups' average spending was a little over $200 a day, totaling about $2.5 million every football game. They averaged 2.7 people per group, and each stayed nearly two nights. With those attending Lady Grizz and Grizz basketball taken into account, they found total non-resident spending to be $30.7 million, which includes airfare expenditures. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.